We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school track and field. Talk about the Audubon girls team with Lainey Christensen, head coach for Audubon. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your track team here? It's May is almost upon us. You have your own meet coming up Tuesday night. And, you know, conference districts are all looming ahead.
Yeah. Overall, like I said from the beginning, we're a young team, but I feel like we're finding our potential and we're finding some success. And I've seen a lot of growth this year. We've still got some things we need to work on, but overall, I'm pretty pleased with how we're competing.
Very good. What have been some highlights for your team so far this year?
Oh, gosh. One thing that I am pretty impressed by is just the girls' flexibility. I know I went into the season, everyone's a 400, 800 runner, but we still had to fill the sprints and a little bit of the longer distance, and girls have been willing to step up and take those challenges and run some things that maybe they're not used to, and some of them have even found some more success in some of those things that they're not used to, and it's been good.
Great. Let's talk about relays. What seems to be the best relay at this point in the season right now for you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We've been battling so much injury. I feel like it's been hard to get in the relays that I want to, or we've dropped some batons along the way. So I was really impressed with how our 4x4 competed last Tuesday. I'm excited to give that one another go. I think our D-Med has a lot of potential. Yeah, our 4x8's been knocking off time every meet, which has been good. So,
what are some of the injuries that you've had to deal with?
It's mainly just your typical leg injuries. We've dealt with a couple hamstrings, a couple groin injuries, and we've just kind of been taking it easy at the beginning of the season because I'd rather take them out of the beginning of the season than not have them at districts. So
there hasn't been any serious stuff. It's just been little stuff here and there, and it's just kept people out from one night to the next.
Yeah, nothing super serious, just things that I don't want to get serious. So I'd rather be cautious now and have healthy legs at districts, you know.
Sure. So let's go through some of the individual events. How about in the sprints? Taryn Peterson is your low runner by times there. What has stood out with her and some other sprint runners?
Yeah, Taryn's been doing a really awesome job in the sprints. I think Taryn could run just about any event on the track, whether she tells her she could or not. I think she could. She's been one of my ones that she's been out for a couple meets, and I'm excited to have her back, and hopefully her legs stay healthy. Jalen's been doing pretty well for us in both high jump and just any event I put her in. Cade Spore knocked off a good chunk of time in her open 8 the other night, and she's got a lot of potential there as well. And then we've got Whitney and Zoe, who've come a long ways in the shot and disc for us this season. I kind of came into the season not sure what shot and disc would look like because I have a lot of young girls, but they've stepped up to it, and I have to remind them, you're freshmen competing against a lot of upperclassmen, but I see so much potential for them there, if not just this year, but in the years to come. So,
yeah, it seems like you've had to rely on a lot of youth in the field events this year. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's definitely creates a big challenge, but when I look at the years ahead, it's not a bad thing, because it's just we here in the next 3 years, I'll hopefully have a lot of older girls in those events. So.
Then, like in the 400, Marie Brand, a sophomore, ran a strong time the other night, a 107.93. What have you seen in some of the middle distance? You mentioned Cadence in the 800, but what else has stood out there in the 400, like with Marie?
Yeah, Marie's been doing an awesome job, too. She's won every meet. I just say, what's your goal? And she'll tell me, and she always ends up hitting it. So I think that's great. She realized that some shoes needed to be filled, and she's wanting to take that challenge on. So that's been awesome. And then Leah Boyson has some good 400 times in there for us. 109 is what I have her best at, and I think she wants to continue chopping away time. She just got to figure out how to run that 400. So
on Tuesday night, what kind of competition are you expecting at hosting your own meet there? It's a co-ed meet.
Yeah, it is a co-ed meet. There are a couple, so I'm excited to get to compete against Panorama. We haven't really seen them much this year, and they will be at our district. Underwood will be there. They're always tough. Tri-Center. Yeah, it should be a really good meet. I'm hoping we can compete.
Is it do you feel like kids are extra motivated to put up good times in home meets?
I do. I feel like we always step up to the plate at home, especially my girls. I've been preaching getting over this mental battle when it comes to running, of just settling. We've been kind of stuck there, just getting over the mental battle. Their ability, they have great ability, a lot of talent, but we just get too complacent. So I'm hoping this home meet is just a push for them to take it to the next level, because I know they can.
And what about competition next week in the WIC meet at Trainer? What do you expect there on the girls' side?
Yeah, it's a very competitive meet. I'm hoping we can hopefully maybe fall somewhere more towards the middle, but we'll see. We'll see what we decide to do with that meet.
Yeah. So overall, what would you say is your goals here to get this team ready for the state qualifying meets?
One of my goals is that we can figure out how to run our fours and eights a little smarter. We've been really pushing race pace at practice and what that looks like, what that feels like on the track for those mid-distance races. Being so young, that was an understanding we didn't have. So that's one of my focuses. We need to focus on getting some handoffs down. Being so young, that's something else that I've never really had to break down too much before, but this year I think we're going to need to, and that's okay, and we'll get there.
Well, we're planning to be at the Western Iowa Conference meet in Trainer, and we'll be broadcasting live following your girls and all the other local area teams at that meet. Should be a great night, hopefully. And, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here on the track these next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Lenny Christensen, head coach for Audubon Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.